Welcome to Start Living Sustainable. This is the podcast where we're talking about all things to boost your health. Today, I'm going to be talking about three areas that relates to us detoxing and what that really means. Now, our homes, like our bodies, should be sanctuaries of health and happiness, right? Yet, there's often uninvited hosts exposing us to thousands of different toxins and chemicals and heavy metals that are hiding in our wardrobe closets, in our pantries, bedrooms, and our bathrooms. These chemicals, ranging from endocrine disruptors that are in our beauty products and clothing to carcinogens that are in our cleaning products, all of these things have a significant impact on our well-being and our hormonal health and skin allergies, and especially the development of our children. Understanding what these substances are and their effects is the first step towards a healthier life. What are we putting on, in, and around our bodies? That is a question I want you to think about. But fear not, for knowledge is power. And today we're going to be powering up. So let's jump into it. Welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. If you're ready to say yes to yourself and to take control of your own health and rid your home and life of toxins with wisdom and action, click the link below. I offer an engaging, supportive journey filled with small, actionable steps and personalized advice. So you see, together through community support and coaching, I can help navigate the nuances of creating a toxic-free lifestyle that resonates deeply with your personal wellness goals. You can book a private one-on-one home detox audit session with me right now. It's an hour coaching session where we'll dig deep into detox 101, making your home a beacon of health that you'll want to sustain. Choosing to detox is like hitting the refresh button on your life. It's about saying yes to feeling more vibrant and healthy, enhancing fertility in women, clearing your mind, and creating a nurturing home environment where you and your family can flourish. Plus, it's a fantastic way to do your bit for the planet. You know, I was talking to a friend the other day, telling her what I'm doing and about me teaching and sharing detox methods for all of us to improve our health and wellness. And she said to me, Cynthia, you realize when you say detox, people may be thinking drug or alcohol recovery programs. There are different types of detoxing. I don't think diet and even exercise alone is enough for optimal health, and not when study after study reveals that the harmful effects of being constantly exposed to thousands of different toxins won't make a difference to our health and wellness. You see, I realize my work is cut out for me, but the one thing I want you to consider is out of sight and out of mind, that philosophy, it doesn't apply here. We can't overlook the fact that toxins are surrounding us. I recently heard a doctor say that America has a sick care system, not health care, but a sick care system. If you stop to think about that statement, there's some validity to that. If you're healthy, doctors send you home after your annual exam. I'm always happy to leave their office because that's usually when my blood pressure will go back down to normal. You might be thinking, Cynthia, did I hear you say Thousands? Yes, you heard that right. Earlier, I did say thousands because we are actually exposed to thousands of toxic substances every day. And if you can imagine your body and your home as a sanctuary, and I do believe they are sanctuaries. Now picture over 1,000 uninvited guests in your home. Yeah, that's the number of different synthetic chemicals potentially crashing at your place. These sneaky substances can be found in everything from that chic blouse hanging in your wardrobe closet to the cozy carpet under your feet. Here's the thing. Studies have shown that continuous exposure to certain chemicals in textiles and other toxins throughout your home environment can significantly affect your health, contributing to a range of issues from allergies to more serious hormonal imbalances. Listen, you can do something about these sneaky additives that are in our foods, to the hidden disruptors in our skincare products. These toxins can really mess with your health. For our little ones, for those children in our lives, it's even more critical to keep their growing bodies safe and sound from these invisible intruders. So deciding to detox is more than a trend. It's a commitment to enhancing our quality of life. It's about ensuring our families thrive in the place where we sleep, where we eat, where we live, that promotes growth and happiness as well as well-being. By consciously choosing to remove harmful chemicals from our surroundings to protect our health. Now, recognizing the presence and the impact of these toxins is the first step in our journey towards wellness. The heart of our detox journey lies in a profound mindset shift, the Detox 101 philosophy. It's the belief that once you know better, you will do better. This way of thinking encourages us not only to identify and eliminate these toxins in our lives, but also to adopt a lifestyle of mindfulness, intentionality, and responsibility. We want to take charge of our health. And by understanding the why behind our choices, we're empowered to make changes that genuinely affect and benefit our health and our quality of life. Our detox adventure, and I look at it that way because it's a process, is not just about saying goodbye to toxins. It's about welcoming a whole new way of living with our arms wide open. It's about making informed choices once we know better. Imagine transforming your home into a sanctuary where every item from your favorite t-shirt to the living room rug supports your well-being. That's the heart of Detox 101, creating wholesome healing spaces that actually nurtures and cultivates your life. Now, when you begin this journey to detox, you've got to ask yourself the question, what are we putting in, on, and around our bodies? Now, diet is a big part of health and wellness, and there are many health and wellness coaches out there that is talking about exercise, talking about dieting, but I'm talking about something that is unseen. I'm bringing it to the light, and that's detoxification. And when you think about food, right? We want food that's delicious, that's clean, that's life-giving. We want to eat delicious foods, but we also want to consider foods that are good for us, not just good to us. And we want to complement our clean living with clean eating. Embracing organic foods can decrease your exposure to pesticides by up to 90%, according to recent studies. But think about it. There's nothing like sitting down to a meal that's delicious, satisfying, and void of artificial ingredients, herbicides, and pesticides. Every meal should be a celebration of life, flavorful, free of harmful additives, and not processed foods. So there is an element of detoxing our body by just eating good, wholesome foods. The second area that I want to touch on, which is an area that means a lot to me because I have been working in the fashion industry for years. That's been a passion of mine. But when we look at what we put on our bodies, opting for clothing made of organic materials not only reduces your skin's exposure to these chemicals, but it also supports eco-friendly production practices. And I can't tell you how much my work in the fashion industry has shown me some of the things that I hate about the industry, which is why I became an advocate for slow, sustainable fashion. I share my knowledge and guide you through the world, this wonderful world of sustainable fashion where style meets wellness, because many women and men for that matter don't realize all of the chemicals, the finishes, and the treatments that are on the materials in the clothes that we wear that's making us sick. I've talked about this in other episodes. I'll leave the link below so that you can actually listen to a couple of episodes pertaining to this. The final area that I want to cover today is our home sweet detoxified home. Moving beyond personal attire and apparel, consider the broader impact of home textiles. I'm talking about what we are surrounding ourselves with. Choosing eco-friendly carpets, curtains, beddings can drastically improve your air quality in your home. With each change, you're creating a healthier living space for you and your loved ones. These three areas, what we eat, which is what we put in our bodies, what we wear, which is what we put on our bodies, and what's in our home that is surrounding our bodies. Really think about that. If you're feeling inspired and you want to take control of your health and brighten your life, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to take the first step, gain this knowledge and these tools to empower choices that you make that will keep you well. This journey to a sustainable detox lifestyle is as much about education as it is about taking action. Go right now and book a private one-on-one home detox audit coaching session with me so that I can provide you with personalized guidance and support to get you started on a detox plan. The link is below, and you can always reach out with questions and to learn more at startlivingsustainable.com. Thank you for tuning in today, and I hope that you will open your heart to embrace the detox 101 mindset. Watch how it will extend to every aspect of your life, from the clothes that you choose to wear to the very carpet under your feet and everything in between. It marks a powerful step towards a healthier, more joyful future. Stay tuned for more episodes like this that promises to inspire, educate, and transform your life. Let's detox our lives and embrace this journey together, empowered and eager to make a difference in this world. You will find the link below to book your session with me and share this podcast with a friend who you know will benefit. I will see you next week. Until then, stay well. Take care of yourself. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.